This is Empowered Explant, the podcast helping women ditch their breast implants with confidence. I'm Dana Mercica, board certified health and wellness coach and explant warrior. This is an important episode. I mean, they all are, but this one is because there are a ton of women out there with breast implants who aren't feeling their best, or they're struggling with health concerns and have absolutely no idea that their breast implants could be contributing to the issue or are the actual root cause. If that's you listening right now, girl, it's all good. I was there. Just listen to this with an open, curious mind. I know, especially if you still love your breast implants and you love the way you look with them, it can be challenging to think about or accept that they could be negatively impacting your health, but you owe it to yourself to at least explore it and just become aware. For my breasties who have already booked their explant surgery or had their surgery, this is an episode you need to share with your friends and family members and random strangers because they might need to hear this. And if you're here listening because someone shared it with you, then welcome, and maybe, just maybe, this is the answer you're looking for, like it was for me. There is a long list of symptoms associated with breast implant illness. If you're not familiar with what these symptoms are, you can see that list and also download a symptoms tracker I made at symptoms.empoweredexplant.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. It can be so challenging, though, to figure out if your breast implants are the actual cause. And I remember spending many late nights up researching and many days questioning it. I remember feeling so much fear around, well, what if I remove my implants and I don't get better because it was actually something else? Well, then I learned more about breast implant illness and what that actually means on a biological level, right? What those implants are doing inside your body. And I realized that the breast implants aren't always the sole cause, but they can also be a major contributor and make the symptoms of other conditions you might have worse. So there's another episode on the podcast you need to listen to after this one, okay? It's episode 4, and it's called What is Breast Implant Illness and What Causes It? And that's going to give you the ins and outs of what BII is and how it actually affects your body, how the implants are affecting your body internally. But don't go anywhere for now. Don't go and listen to that right now. You can listen to this one first. I will link that in the show notes so that you can go back to it. Here's a list of some very common signs and symptoms I'm seeing in thousands of women who turn out to have breast implant illness, myself included. I had several of these myself. So you may recognize one or you may have many. Okay. So here we go. Number one, feeling tired, having low energy. You just lack the life and pizzazz inside that you used to have. Number two, joint pain, often in the hips, the knees, the ankles, just feeling lethargic, kind of overall achy and fatigued. Number three, feeling foggy, struggling to concentrate and remember things. I know for me, I could barely string together sentences when I was at my worst. It was like every day waking up feeling like nothing was clear. I was just slow and hazy all the time. My memory was also slipping, but oh my goodness, my mom's memory was starting to get scary, like early stage dementia scary. It was really frightening. And she had hers for double the amount of time that I did, right? Her breast implants. So it kind of makes sense, but super, super scary. Number four, getting sick more often and having a weakened immune system. Number five, flare-ups of autoimmune diseases or new autoimmune disease diagnosis, This is a huge one because toxins, heavy metals, and inflammation can trigger autoimmune disease. Okay, so that's definitely one to look out for. Number six, troubles with weight. And that could look like weight gain and struggling to lose weight, often just kind of looking kind of puffy and just heavier. Or on the other hand, looking very skinny and anemic and struggling to gain weight and muscle. And that was my problem. I was super thin and unhealthy looking, whereas my mom had the opposite issue. She was struggling with her body holding puffy, stubborn weight. So it can really swing both ways. Number seven, irritable bowel syndrome, gut discomfort, bloating, acid reflux. Your belly is just always kind of off, and maybe you're noticing more food sensitivities. Number eight, fertility issues. There are many women who have reported to struggle getting pregnant or having a healthy pregnancy and then had success after explanting. It only makes sense though, because given the stress on the body, the chronic inflammation, the effects on the hormones, that all really impacts fertility. Number nine, mood swings, higher anxiety, feeling low and depressed and not really knowing why. And not just when you're PMSing either, although your PMS could actually be way worse as well. But when I had BII, my PMS was freaking raging. And then the rest of the month was like having regular PMS basically. Right. So my mood was just all over the place. Number 10, skin flare-ups, unexplained rashes, itchy, flaky spots, eczema. I had some random rashes. My mom had really bad eczema on her face and raised itchy spots popping up on her face and body. And it got so bad that she felt like she wanted to scratch her skin off. And I see this a lot in women with, you know, random new skin conditions popping up that are kind of unexplained. 11, numbness and tingling in the hands and arms. It can vary in severity as well. I was talking to an Uber driver actually last week with breast implants who said this has become a huge issue for her. And it's oh so familiar because this used to wake my mom up in the middle of the night for years. But went away as soon as her implants were removed. It was miraculous, really. I didn't have it quite as bad, but it was definitely an issue. More so on my left side, I would get numbness and tingling a lot down this arm. Number 12, frequent headaches, migraines, eye and vision issues is a big one. Sometimes it's a sudden worsening of eyesight. And others get really bad dry eye. So definitely look out for the eyes, the head, the ears as well, ear ringing, feeling out of balance. So, okay, those would be some of the most commonly reported signs and symptoms that are shared among women with breast implant illness. And here are some ways to know that it could be your breast implants causing it or making it worse. So firstly, you're doing everything right. You eat pretty healthy, you're exercising, or at least attempting to when you feel well or energetic enough to, right? You're getting rest. For the most part, you live a healthy lifestyle. So this just doesn't add up. And that was definitely me. I was quote unquote healthy, right? So it just didn't add up. Number two, you've just been feeling off. It's been ongoing for a while. It's hard to kind of pinpoint exactly when it started, but it's just gradually getting worse. Or in contrast, it came on suddenly out of nowhere, right? But it doesn't seem to be improving no matter what you do. Maybe you have pain in your breasts. Could be pain in your breasts or discomfort in your underarms as well. You could have capsular contracture, which is often associated with the breast hardening or changing shapes and positions. Maybe you aren't getting any answers from doctors or tests, and there's just no real medical answer. Maybe you do have a diagnosis. Maybe you have an autoimmune condition or are genetically predisposed. So autoimmune conditions is definitely a big one to look out for. And then also being a survivor of breast cancer. If you've had breast cancer and you've survived that and you've been through that, or if you have a family history of breast cancer. So for those last two, the autoimmune conditions and breast cancer, it's actually said that women with either of these conditions are more likely to experience breast implant illness symptoms. So a big one to look out for there. And that is kind of contradictory because a lot of women who have breast cancer or have gone through that and have had reconstruction actually get implants put in as part of their reconstruction. So if you are in that group of women, please pay close attention to this and really think through this list of symptoms. And I know that that's a really difficult decision to make because it's aesthetics versus health and how you're feeling. I get it, but definitely pay very close attention to how you're feeling in your body, okay? Because those risks are very real. And, you know, the FDA actually says that as well. So, just be mindful. I totally nearly forgot to mention this. I actually had to come back and re-record this bit, but it's important. So if any of those signs, symptoms, risk factors, any of that resonates with you, then and maybe you are still asking yourself the question, well, is it time to consider removing my breast implants? You know, what is the sense of urgency on this? Then I really recommend checking out the quiz that I made. It's basically this podcast episode turned into a personalized quiz for you. You can go to explantquiz.empoweredexplant.com to find that. There's a link in the show notes. And you can find out if explanting might be right for you and you know what the timeline could be on that. Also, regardless of what your results are, there's some really cool resources for you as well. Ultimately, yes, it can be difficult to pinpoint whether or not your breast implants are a contributing factor to the way you're feeling. And I really recommend spending some time connecting with yourself, doing mindfulness exercises, meditations, mind-body connection work. I recommend going onto an anti-inflammatory diet and really doing all the right things for a few months to see how your body responds. And even if you do have BII, you should also get some relief from symptoms by taking those steps. If you are still questioning, you could have some tests done like toxins, heavy metals, parasites and microbiome, so gut health testing, hormones. If your gut health is off, you can start addressing that immediately and see if that helps. If it's toxins or heavy metals, well, that could definitely be coming from the breast implants themselves. If your hormones are out of whack, well, that could be caused by a number of things, but the breast implants could be one of those things, that one of those contributing factors. Essentially, you could try treating yourself for these other concerns and see if the issue gets resolved. You can also get thermal body imaging done, which maps your body's heat patterns and looks for abnormalities, inflammation. It can assess pain and can apparently, which is pretty cool, be great for detecting early warning signs of breast cancer, even before you could feel a lump. So that's a great tool. There's also MRI to check for rupture and silicone leakage, which the FDA actually recommends with, they recommend that women with breast implants do every 2 to 3 years, right? A recommendation that most of us don't even know about. I had my breast implants for 10 years. I never had an MRI on them at all. So, you know, whatever you do or don't do, it's important to understand your body on a deeper level, as well as the different ways that your breast implants can be affecting your health so that you can be empowered with that knowledge and then use that to make informed decisions going forward, right? Like I mentioned in earlier in the episode, go and listen to episode 4 if you'd like a deeper understanding of breast implant illness and how it actually affects the body. Also, another great indicator of your risk can be shown in a DNA test. In an upcoming episode, I'll be sharing an interview with the founder of the DNA company, Kashif Khan. He's incredible. And we talk specifically about how genetics can show you if you're more prone to having health issues from breast implants and how understanding your DNA can help you actually heal and detox after explants so much more effectively. I've partnered with the DNA company because their testing is mind-blowingly good and can be so helpful for all of us. I've put a link in the show notes if you're interested in that. And our special breasty discount code, Empowered. But if you want more information on it or you want to understand more about how that testing can support you in explant specifically, go ahead and email me at dharna@empoweredexplant.com. I'd be happy to share more information about that with you. Wow. Okay, that was a lot. We talked about a lot of good stuff here. And my absolute hope for this episode and in general is that women who are struggling with their health and maybe don't know why at all, or maybe they are questioning whether it's their implants, that these women hear this episode and have a deep aha moment. That aha moment that could change their life. That's how it happened for me. I saw a woman sharing about her symptoms on Instagram, and it led me down a path of reclaiming my health. And in the process, reclaiming myself in the most empowering way. So my ask of you listening to this episode is to share it. Share this episode and share this podcast. Share it to your Instagram. Share it in Facebook groups. Share it with your girlfriends, your mom, your sister. Share it with your freaking Uber driver like I do. Share it wherever you feel comfortable and called in those moments. Let's change more lives together. Okay, that's all I've got. Well, for now at least. I will see you here next Tuesday. Have an amazing week, Breastie.